FERC Briefs, July 16, 2020 read by an automated voice. FERC issued a flurry of orders Thursday in its last open meeting before September. The Commission, CAISO,
ordered additional briefing concerning the calculation of the return on common equity for the DATC Path 15 upgrade to reflect the Commission's revised ROE methodology in Opinions 569 and 569A.
The 84-mile, 500-kilovolt transmission line was built to relieve congestion on the existing Path 15 corridor between Northern and Southern California. Upheld the result of its January 2020 order that denied Pacific Gas and Electric's request to recover 100% of the costs from its abandoned Central Valley Power Connect project. ISO New England rejected a complaint by Liberty Power Holdings alleging that ISO NE inappropriately refused to correct a $200,000 billing error resulting from Eversource Energy's reporting to the RTO load for the Smith & Wesson plant in Western Massachusetts that was mistakenly attributed to Liberty. The commission said Liberty waited too long to seek a correction.
Approved Paper Burke's request to make wholesale sales of electric energy, capacity and ancillary services at market-based rates in the New York ISO and ISO NE markets.
The order said the commission intends to release affiliate information for which Paper Burke requested privileged treatment. MISO approved an uncontested settlement on Energy Arkansas tariff revisions to ensure the return of excess accumulated deferred income taxes resulting from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. Upheld the result of its November 2019 order denying the Louisiana Public Service Commission's complaint alleging that Energy Services off-system sales of energy to third-party power marketers and others for the benefit of Energy Arkansas violated its generation and transmission pooling arrangement.
New York ISO
approved in part and denied in part Alcoa Power Generating's request for waivers of the requirements for the company's Topoco and Long Sault divisions to have open-access transmission tariffs, maintain an open-access same-time information system, and comply with the standards of conduct and other regulations. PJM DATC Path 15 TX Line Duke American Transmission Company accepted PJM MRC briefs, December 19, 2019. Upheld its January 2020 ruling allowing Potomac Appalachian Highline Transmission to recover certain advertising and public advocacy costs incurred during its efforts to win approval for the canceled Path project. Upheld the result of its October 2019 order finding that Dominion Energy Virginia met its burden under Section 205 of the Federal Power Act to show that changing to the 12 coincident peak transmission cost allocation method is just and reasonable because it is based on Dominion's transmission planning.
Ordered hearing and settlement procedures in the North Carolina Eastern Municipal Power Agency's complaint that Duke Energy Progress 11% ROE in the company's power supply agreement is excessive.
It rejected Duke's request to dismiss the complaint and set a refund effective date of October 11, 2019. Ordered a paper hearing to determine a reasonable proxy for determining the capital structure and cost of capital for a merchant generator in response to a petition for a declaratory order seeking guidance on the Commission's cost-based methodology for compensating reactive power generators. The petition was filed by Ares IFE Management Competitive Power Ventures, Invenergy Thermal Development, J Power USA Development, Panda Power Generation Infrastructure Fund, Tenasca, and Vistra Energy. Accepted SC Energy Resources and Trades tariff revisions to cancel reactive power service tariff records for the Yards Creek Generating Facility. SC has proposed selling its 50% interest in the facility, a 420 megawatts hydro facility in Warren County, New Jersey. Ordered hearing and settlement procedures on the continued justness and reasonableness of Constellation Power Source Generation's reactive supply and voltage control rates. SPP reduced ITC Great Plains adder for being an independent transmission company from 100 basis points to 25 in response to a complaint by the Kansas Corporation Commission.